We don't care if they lean left.
No.
As long as you follow the constitution, you take an oath of office to do that, right? Well, he got threatened. I'm guessing he got threatened. Yeah, they threatened, and they don't just threaten us, right? They don't just threaten us as individuals. They threaten our family, right? So, when they threaten your families, that's a whole new level, right? So, he got threatened and he took the wrong side. Icky?
What about Durham?
Yes.
He's a great guy.
He'll be around for. With his indictments and all that, or is he already doing his work?
$220,000,
I think.
Wow. What about John Huber?
Who?
What about Huber?
Yeah, Huber was supposed to be.
He's not been really active though. He's kind of behind the scenes. I don't know a lot about him. He doesn't show up in Intel very often.
But John Durham is there all the time?
John Durham is there all the time.
Did you say earlier that Mad Dog Mattis was
Mad Dog Mattis really was a good guy. I mean, he was on the right side of things, and he you know, these military guys, these military generals are just totally insane. I'm just going to tell you right now. I've met a dozen of them. They are all on the same level of crazy. They are on the same level. Wow. So Mad Dog Mattis had been in the military for a very long time, and he'd been wrapped up in war for a very long time. That takes its toll on mental capacity, right? Yeah,
right.
So, but he was the right man for the job because he infiltrated the cabal to the point of almost no return, right? So Trump, he called Trump one day and he said, look, I got to come home. I'm sorry. Yeah, he goes, I can't do this. I can't go one step further. But by that time, he had so much information on how the cabal was running and what was going on in Europe. He was an amazing part of this, even though he's crazy and even though he said bad things about Trump.
Yeah.
You know, back and forth, they had words. They're still buddies.
Okay.
Let me tell you, they're still buddies. He will not, however, have a position in the new cabinet. He says it won't happen because he's a live wire.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, thank you.
Will Sidney Powell have a statement?
I don't know. I like Sidney Powell. Sidney Powell is a, she's one of those people that has to have her name and lights and pat on the back, right?
Oh.
And I'm never a fan of that. I've never lived my life like that. I don't like those kind of people around me that have to be a center of attention and have a pat on the back and say, oh my God, I love all the things you're doing and look at me, I'm so good.
Some people need that.
She's one of them. I think she's brilliant in some of the things that she does. I think she comes across as not the nicest person. I don't think she's going anywhere with Trump. I'd be surprised.
Yeah.
I was hoping she could be a judge on some level. Maybe she will. On an appeals court somewhere, maybe she will be a judge.
Regarding our U.S. money when we get in trouble, is our U.S. money going to stay the same as it is?
No.
Do you know what you tell us what's going to
happen? It's already printed. I've not seen it. It's going to be paper money.
Oh,
same values.
Okay.
That's what's printed, unless they've changed their mind somewhere along the road.
But the values will
the values are going to be the same. So a dollar for a dollar, you're going to be able to take your cash now and turn it in for new money.
Sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's going to be the same thing. It's going to work the same. The thing is, now that it's backed by gold, you're going to have so much more buying power.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right? You're not going to have all the inflation stuff that you
Is Bitcoin the Chinese Communist Party obvious attempt to destroy the dollar?
Well, the Bitcoin was the cabal.
Yeah.
The
okay.
cabal, the New World Order's money to make it a cashless society.
Right.
Right. So that was, and we were headed in that direction.
Right.
Because look at our children. They already like buy McDonald's on a freaking debit card. Come on, right?
Yeah.
They don't have a dime's worth of cash on them.
Yeah.
They buy everything on a debit card. So it was easy to convert into the Bitcoin system,
right?
It was us old farts here that was putting a kibosh to it.
Yep.
Because we're not there, right?
Yep.
But they were setting that up for the next generation because they were completely content with it.
Yeah. Yeah, because it looked like they were trying to crash your economy.
Well, they were trying to crash our economy, but the whole intention was it was easy to use the Bitcoin system to get to a cashless society.
And then mentally, you've got everybody engaged to go to what they really want to do.
There's still a lot of people investing in Bitcoin, and it still might be the money of the future, just not our future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know that the banks have all been tied into the cabal, and only five are good, right? Mm-hmm. So, or seven are good. Five in the Middle East and two somewhere. So, what about banks here? We've got our money in banks here. Like, are we changing banking systems in the United States?
Well, now you understand that what happens with our money is, you have an account at Chase, and you write me a $200 check, and I a bank at Huntington, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
So I'm going to deposit my check, your check from Chase, into my Huntington account. So the Huntington Bank sends it to the Federal Reserve. It goes to the Federal Reserve, and they deposit it into, right? So
yep.
Then they
yep.
they take it out of your account and put it into my account, so it goes to the Federal Reserve. So now we're cutting out this middleman, right?
Yeah.
So we're not going to do that anymore. It's not going to be a Federal Reserve system where it's going to all launder through the cabal.
Okay.
So not a lot's going to change other than the value of the money. It's backed by gold, just like it used to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be tied to a central banking system.
Okay.
We have to go old school. I imagine a lot of it's going to be electronic, right?
Is a lot of that, and maybe you don't, I'm going to ask this anyhow, is a lot of the money that they found at the Vatican, was that a lot of money that was stolen prior to the Holocaust or from Nazi Germany
It was actually reclaimed? To be honest with you, most of it was ours, okay? So what happened was, back in 1913,
I'm just a wealth of information today.
So, back in 1913, the United States had more money than they knew what to do with, right?
Yeah.
So, the Crown, the royal family, and the Vatican, knowing that, now called those notes in back from the Ulysses S. Grant,
okay.
Right? So, they said we owed them interest and all of that, and they wanted $100 million a day in gold, and we packaged it up and sent it to them. So, we're stealing our own gold back.
Mm. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's a good thing to
usury,
do.
Is that usury then?
I don't care what you call it.
It's ripping it off?
We're just
ripping
getting it back. That's awesome.
This is
a jubilee times a
That's
jubilee.
Where I was
Listen, I get
that.
Up every morning and I am so excited for the things that are going on in this country. Can you imagine, like, those of us most of us are the same age around here. So for the last 20, 30 years, we've been watching all this corruption in our
yes.
government. And we knew it was there,
yeah.
and we didn't know how to control it.
Right.
Because no matter who we voted in,
right.
they were
yep.
as corrupt as the
yep.
last
yep.
guy,
yep.
right?
Yep.
And
yep.
it didn't matter what party they were from.
Mm-hmm.
So now to the fact that I saw it myself, and I don't know about you guys, I saw it move really slow. I knew it was happening when it was through the Clinton age, through the George W. age.
Sure. Yep.
I saw it happening. When Obama got elected, it was on super speed, right?
Yeah.
It was on steroids. It's
yep.
absolutely
yeah.
correct.
Yeah.
You saw those things move so fast, right?
Yeah.
And we couldn't put the brakes on it.
Nope.
We could not put the brakes on that. So I was, every day praying for this country, for my kids, my
sure.
grandchildren,
sure.
to be able to live in a free world,
sure.
right? Because everything was going so crazy. So now the fact, A, that we got Donald Trump, that was a blessing in disguise.
Yes.
And then the fact that we have now got this movement that's so big
mm-hmm.
and so Christian that we are going to be able to, God's going to be gracious enough to give us this country back in
yes.
my lifetime.
Amen.
So I'm going
wow.
to be able to see all of this come down that we've been stressed about for the last 3-4 decades.
Yes.
We in our lifetime are going to be able to see this. What an amazing time in history.
Amen.
It
Amen.
Is a celebration.
It's a celebration.
Every morning I get up and I praise God and I said, this is just such an amazing time. People don't understand what a wonderful thing this is for future generations.
Yes.
That they get to raise their children in freedoms.
Yes.
And not just in this country, but all over the world. People who have never been free.
And you think
they won't even know how to deal with it.
That seriously. Why do you think that when you saw President Trump get elected in 2016, why do you think in Hong Kong and all those communist spots that the streets were packed
freedom
with people
marches,
with Trump flags?
Yep.
I mean, those people know they want to live under that freedom.
Yes.
They know. So yes, they are ready to get away from that communist regime. They are more than ready to live a free life. They have never lived a free life.
And it really is a deliverance, because you think of where they were taking us with food supplies and
exactly.
GMO and all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Making us sick constantly. So
yeah.
That's all should turn around a little bit, I think.
Well,
it's the farmland.
Pardon me?
Supposedly Gates has been buying all this farmland. Who's doing that?
When we arrested him, we actually seized that back. So it belongs to the United States.
About time.
China was actually involved a few years. China was buying farmland a few years ago, too. Yeah,
so,
when
when the CCP goes down, then we seize that all back.
Then we seize it back.
Yeah, that's correct.
I just wanted to know, who are the Christian leaders that are speaking into Trump's world right now?
There's a pastor called Paula that shows up quite a bit at the White House. Really, that's it. I'll be honest with you. Franklin Graham does some. He does some things with Trump. Franklin Graham just ticked me off royal.
Yes.
After
that
the whole
speech. Yeah.
Yeah. I like.
He apologized.
He did apologize after I called him. I actually physically called him because he used to come to the White House, right, and pray with us. And so I called him out on it. I said, dude, I don't know. Did you go left on us? What in the world is wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know, and so I said, you need to read what you just said. It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And so he did go back and apologize. But the point being, I don't want to have to apologize to you. I want to say the right thing to begin with.
Yeah.
I don't want to get caught up in some BS.
What's
the popular thing to say? No.
So is Paula the only one still standing by him?
Franklin Graham still stands by him. Trump is much more forgiving than I am, just so you know. I'd have dumped him after the whole speech thing, but, you know, Trump was, he's gracious. He has other, like, chaplains, nobody with a big name, that actually come to the White House, and they have offices in the White House that he confers with on a regular basis. No particular church leader, so I'll tell you that right now. No particular church leader.
He's not at the White House right now.
No, but I mean, when we were there. And
so
now he's
at the White House.
Now he's at Mar-a-Lago, so I'm guessing he has the same there. He has the same privileges there. Mm-hmm. So, but when he was at the White House, they would come to the White House every single day.
Okay, I got my five things to pray for in order. Tell me. Five tasks.
Spiritual wisdom.
So you really, that every decision we make is made in the name of Jesus. That we don't make any decisions in this country with either the military or President Trump or anybody involved, any of the generals, without prayer, without God's wisdom. Secondly, it would just be wisdom and strength. I mean, you cannot imagine the amount of stress on every single person involved in all of this. There is so much stress because if we screw up and give somebody
supernatural wisdom,
right? Because if we give somebody the wrong information, if our job is to research something and we give somebody the wrong information, it could mean the difference between us being a free country and not a free country, right?
Yes.
So there's a lot of stress with that. The rest of it's just common sense. I mean, you don't have to have five points there.
Yeah.
Strength, wisdom, guidance from the Lord. That's all we ask. That's all we ever ask. And none of us want anything particular other than that. We want a free country, a free world.
Protection. That's what
I
said.
Protection.
We do have to have physical protection.
Yeah, physical protection.
Because without physical protection, we can't get anything done.
Yes.
Do you know why there's a red light on top of the monument?
Yes. It actually has a significance other than the airplanes. That's Because that's a no-fly zone.
Right.
There's not supposed to be any airplanes there.
So what is it?
She just said
it has another significance. Yeah, I'm sure it's gonna. I believe it's gonna be something that Trump tells that.
The interesting part about the monument is it's 555 feet tall, and under the ground it's 111 feet deep. So it adds up to 666.
Oh,
it's an evil.
Yeah.
It's a phallic.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a monument that's a phallic monument that really is about Baal and. I mean, it's awful.
And hence the red light. You can put that together.
Yeah.
Hence the red light on top of the...
Is it one of the places you can get on the underground train?
Yeah.
Who designed the Capitol?
The city? I don't know.
Isn't
it's on the White House website.
It's probably on the White House website. Somebody back here said, I don't know. I don't need that kind of stuff. I can't even get to the intel on my desk.
I'll come over and read it.
You know, the funny thing is, you get about 4 pages in and you go,
oh my God,
that is I don't want to know that.
I bet.
Some of it is just flabbergastingly disgusting. It is just flabbergastingly disgusting.
Some of the stuff we've learned over the last couple months is hard to sleep.
Yeah. It's disgusting. If we really knew
the kids.
It's really horrible.
Now that we've taken all the serious questions, is there some really weird things going on in Antarctica?
There are.
Under the ice?
Under the ice.
Yeah,
there are.
Okay, are those pyramids that are on Antarctica?
There's a lot of extra celestial life in this world, right? Or in the universe.
Okay.
That actually was created by the Cabal.
That's what I heard. Okay, and are we, okay, here's the weird one. Are we already living on Mars or the moon?
No.
People? No?
No.
Okay.
No.
I thought the one before that was weird.
I know.
Yeah. Well, it's extraterrestrial stuff because...
Well, it's extraterrestrial stuff because it's amazing, like you said about the inventions and things.
Yeah.
That stuff is exactly true. I mean, there's lots of that I can't tell you of what's out there, but some of that UFO stuff just came to my desk. So once that intel is read by us, and we've discussed it with military, a lot of that comes totally declassed to the public. As it becomes declassed to the public, I'm glad to tell you.
Tell her.
I'm glad to tell everybody, you know, what's really going on.
Thank you for your time.
Yes. Awesome.
It's been an amazing night. It's just, you know, so many people that are really interested in and the Lord's part of what's going on and like how it all goes together. I'm impressed that so many of you have done so much study on it that already know so many things. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Some of groups of us have been praying for a long time, almost a year.
Yeah, March.
You know. Yeah.
At least an hour and a half a day.
I'm just kind of long-winded, wasn't I?
No.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Marlene.
Thank you, Marlene.
You're very welcome.